good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is November the 6th, 2019. Well, last night I finished my little series going through Philippians chapter number 2, which was based on a message that I heard Brother Tom Ross preach at a conference. It was titled, What the World Needs Now. And so I talked about really things that the world deserved from us as believers. And so I really enjoyed that just because, you know, it just ministered to me, and I pray that it ministered to you. So starting something fresh today, and right now I'm reading three books. I'm reading Prayer by, it's a Nine Marks book by John Onuwachu. I can't pronounce that name correctly. Then Transformational Discipleship, and then Small Church Essentials. In Small Church Essentials, the author, Carl Vaders, lists the ingredients for a healthy church. The list is necessary because sometimes a small church doesn't feel successful if they aren't growing into a mega church. I mean, if they're just existing and progressing, sometimes small churches feel like they're not doing all that they should do. So Vaders stated that the two ingredients that are necessary for a healthy church are to this, love and worship Jesus, and to love, serve, and make disciples of others. Vaders says, that's it. If you're doing the Great Commandment and the Great Commission, you have a great church, no matter the size. You know, I pastor a small church, and so that was kind of encouraging to me because, you know, sometimes as a small church, you don't always see huge growth, especially if you live in a small rural area like I do. And so it's maybe not possible to see numerical growth, especially if you live in a community that's shrinking. It's hard to have something growing when the community is shrinking. But anyway, it was encouraging to me. But today, let's look at those two passages of Scripture. Let's begin with Matthew chapter number 22. And let's see, what did I say that should be? Matthew 22 and verses 37 through 39. Jesus said unto him, someone came to him and said, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus saith unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is likened to it, that thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. So that's the great commandment. And then, of course, the great commission, which I know that you know that. Jesus came and spake unto them, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, and teaching them to observe all things whatsoever commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. So that's the Great Commission, the commission for the church. And really, because the church is made up of individuals, it's an individual commission. And so these are two ingredients for a healthy church. And I think those are two ingredients for a healthy disciple also. A disciple should love the Lord with all his heart. Do you? Do you love the Lord with all your heart? How do others know it? How do you know it? Let's remember that love is known by sacrifice. How are you sacrificing for the Lord? What about loving your neighbor? Do you love your neighbor? Remember, your neighbor is not only the person living next door. Remember the parable of the Good Samaritan? Jesus was explaining who his neighbor was to the man who... Jesus explaining who his neighbor was, and he talked about the man who fell among the thieves. He said, who was that man's neighbor? And the man answered and said, I guess the one who showed him mercy. So being a disciple is partly loving God and showing mercy to others. Think about that, showing mercy to others. I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my mind, and all my strength. I show mercy to my neighbor. Love my neighbor. Show mercy to my neighbor. And I thought about my neighbors that live around me as I stated that and read that. Anyway, another ingredient for being a disciple is by making disciples. Notice the church is to observe all things. So as members of a church, we are to help others to observe all things. I think sometimes we forget how important it is for us to invest in someone else. We need to share what we have been taught with others. Of course, the first place that begins is in the home. We are to disciple our children, disciple our spouses. That's first. Secondarily, we should be sharing with others what we have learned. We should be sharing it with others in an organized fashion. Maybe we can read the Bible with someone, share our knowledge with them, answer their questions, maybe even praying with someone. These are places where maybe we're not as strong as we should be. Maybe even host a small group session in our home. Or maybe you could share on a blog or a daily post, or better yet, why not produce a daily devotion like this and post it online? You have many opportunities for someone to share the gospel and share what they have learned from the Word of God today, and why not take advantage of those? What is necessary for us is to share with others the importance of observing all things. We teach others to be a disciple. You know, getting saved is never the end result of the work of Christ. It's only beginning. You may think as long as someone gets saved, whatever that means, is all good. Yet, you know, Jesus never tells someone to get saved. He doesn't tell the church to go out and get people saved. He tells the church to make disciples. As a believer, you should be following Jesus by attending church, reading your Bible, spending time in prayer, sacrificing your time and talents for others, and making disciples. You're not just to get saved, then forget about it. You are to learn to observe all things, and then you're to teach others to observe all things. There's more to being a follower of Jesus than just getting saved. You be a disciple, a follower, and then you share what you have learned with someone else. Today, I want to challenge you with the thought, are the two ingredients described above in your life? Are you loving God, loving your neighbors, and then teaching to observe all things? Are you discipling? As a believer, those things should be present in your life. Lord, today as we come to you in prayer, thanking you for grace, which brings eternal life. Lord, I'm thankful that you're our merciful God. I pray, Lord, that we will learn to be merciful to others also. Lord, you loved us with an everlasting love, and in loving kindness, you called us unto yourself. I pray today, Lord, that you would help us to love others as you have loved us. Thank you for your love. In your Son Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen. Till tomorrow, Pastor Mark, signing off.